Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Berry picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Berry. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive towards first. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats John for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scourin strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Batty moves to second. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Buford fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson bunts, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Allison chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Allison. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Batty reaches second base with a double. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro strikes out. One out. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Jim Cott. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek bunts towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Nosek moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Castro now playing second base. Jerry Foes now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Tommy John. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Rollins moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Rollins moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. Ted Wills now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Nelson now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Jimmy Schaefer pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cater moves to third. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Mel Nelson. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen strikes out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Bill Plyce now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 4 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rollins bunts towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to second. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Verhals scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.